Lord Brahma and the other demigods returned to their respective abodes. Later, to gain victory for the demigods, Lord Shiva pitched his big tent and camped on the banks of the Chandrabhaga River under a beautiful fig tree. He then sent Pushpadanta, the leader of the Gandharvas, as a messenger to Shankachuda. When Pushpadanta arrived at Shankachuda's capital, he noticed that it was more beautiful than Indra's realm and more opulent than Kuvera's. The city was 40 miles wide and 80 miles long. It was built of pearl and jewel crystals, and on all sides there were roadways. 7 inaccessible moats, one after another, surrounded the city. There were hundreds of shops full of trade articles and marketable commodities. Palatial buildings of traders and merchants were all over. Thousands and thousands of beautiful buildings, constructed with scarlet gems, inlaid with various ornaments, and decorated with fancy articles, gave the place a boundless charm. The Gandharva chief saw that Shankachuda's palace was spherical like the moon. 4 successive moats with fiery flames encircled it. On top of the palace were ramparts made of jewels that touched the sky. The palace was inaccessible to enemies but offered no hindrance to friends. The 12 gates, decorated with lotuses, jeweled mirrors, paintings, and statues, were guarded by 12 gatekeepers. On all sides, the palace was protected by very powerful, graceful, well-dressed, and richly adorned demons who were holding heavenly weapons in their hands. When Pushpadanta approached the first gate, he saw that it was guarded by a man who had a hideous face, copper complexion, and tawny eyes, and who was smiling and holding a trident in his hand. Pushpadanta explained to him the purpose of his mission, that he was a war ambassador, and the guard allowed him to pass inside. The other gatekeepers did the same. At the last gate, he said to the guard, "O guard, quickly inform your king that a war is about to occur." The guard did so and, obtaining Shankachuda's permission, ushered the messenger inside. There, the Gandharva saw the well-formed, handsome demon seated in the center of the royal assembly on a golden throne. One attendant was holding a jeweled umbrella over the king's head, while other attendants were fanning him with white chamaras or whisks. Countless demons surrounded him, and armed guards walked here and there. Shankachuda was beautifully dressed in heavenly garments, covered with garlands, and anointed with fragrance. Seeing all this, Pushpadanta was thunderstruck and said to Shankachuda, "O king, I am a messenger of Lord Shiva, and my name is Pushpadanta. My lord has ordered me to tell you the following. The demigods have sought the protection of Lord Hari, so you had better restore to them their kingdoms and rights. Lord Hari has given his own trident to Lord Shiva and asked him to wage war against you if necessary. Presently, Lord Shiva is residing under the shade of a fig tree on the bank of the Pushpabhadra River. Either you must return to the demigods their property, or you must be ready to fight with Lord Shiva. What shall I tell my lord is your reply?"
You had better leave. I shall go to him in the morning."
The messenger returned to Lord Shiva and conveyed the demon's message. In the meantime, the following group of persons appeared before Lord Shiva: Kartikeya, Nandi, Mahakala, Bana, Manibhadra, the 8 Bhairavas, the 11 Rudras, the 8 Vasus, the 12 Adityas, Indra, Agni, Chandra, Vishvakarma, the 2 Ashwini Kumaras, Kuvera, Yama, Jayanta, Nalakuvara, Bayu, Varuna, Buddha, Mangala, Dharma, Shani, Kama, Ugrachanda, Kotari, the 100 armed Bhadrakali,
as well as many other personages.
Bhadrakali was seated on an excellent chariot. Her paraphernalia, clothing, garland, and sandal paste were red, inspiring her devotees with courage and infusing fear into the enemy. She began dancing, laughing, and singing. Her rolling tongue and the skull she held in her hand were each 8 miles in circumference. She carried a trident, an iron spear, conches, a wheel, mace, lotus, bow, arrows, dumbbells, a scimitar, thunder, the weapons of Vishnu and Varuna, a snake noose, the weapons of Agni, Narayan, Brahma, Gandharva, Garuda, Pashupati, a pestle, shield, staff, as well as other irresistible weapons. This fearsome goddess was accompanied by millions of devotee yoginis and dakinis, and also countless ghosts, goblins, and demons known as bhutas, pretas, pishachas, kushmandas, brahma rakshasas, and rakshasas, as well as yakshas and kinnaras. Then Kartikeya bowed down to his father, Lord Shiva, who asked him to sit on his left side and help him. The army remained there in battle array.